everybody, and welcome to Teaching Talks. I'm Emily.
And I'm Cassidy.
And we are both 10th grade English teachers at similar school districts. Cassidy, can you tell us a little bit about the technology that you have in your district?
Yeah, so we are a Google Suites school. So Google Classroom, Google Drive, Google Slides, it has the word Google in it. We're using it. And I know you also are at a school that uses Google Suite.
My kids are super familiar with Google tools, and especially during the pandemic, I feel like all of us really were forced to become much more proficient with those tools. But, you know, kind of the purpose of why Cassidy and I are getting together to talk today is because we feel like the pandemic, while it forced us in a good way to become proficient with these Google tools, you know, I am kind of getting to the point where I want to start trying to use some other types of tools so that my students are exposed to different projects.
Yeah, I completely agree. I started teaching after the pandemic, so I kind of got to experience the students post-pandemic. I also feel the same way when it comes to using my Google stuff with the students. I feel like I'm constantly just doing a different form of a Google Doc or a different version of a Google Slides. And I know they get frustrated and they get bored. And I want to incorporate new things that are also user-friendly. So what are some recommendations that you think you might have for introducing new tech?
Something that I have really enjoyed playing around with recently is Twine, an online software that is just in your web browser, which is really helpful if you are using Chromebooks at your school because you don't have to download any web applications. And it allows you to use a very easy form of coding in order to create stories that are kind of like choose your own adventure stories. What's cool for that is that you could use it for a lot of different scenarios. So the example that I have been thinking of is that my kids read the book Into the Wild. And if you're familiar with that book at all, the main character, Chris McCandless, goes on this adventure into the wild, and he packs not enough provisions and ends up dying in the wilderness in Alaska. And so my thought is, what if my students created their own journey into the wild after reading Into the Wild through using Twine? And if you choose, you know, am I going to hitchhike with this person or this person? Does this person that I chose to hitchhike with end up being a serial killer and I die on my journey? Or do I eventually make it the whole way into the wild and kind of essentially win the story game? And so, you know, that's a way to incorporate a fun project that plays on kids' knowledge of the book and allows them to get introduced to some very basic coding and also to create their own stories and work on their writing skills. And I think that that's something that I want to try that I'm excited about for this school year. Do you have any web apps or tech in mind that you're looking forward to trying this school year?
I was also thinking of incorporating Zencastr into my classroom. It's a way to record podcasts, but it's also a software that's similar to Twine. It works in a web browser, so you don't have to download software onto a device, which we know in a Google Suite school, you're using Chromebooks, you really can't download much onto them. So it's a way where you can record audio with multiple people and it syncs together. Every person has their own track. That's actually what we're using right now, and it's working out really well. I think the kids would really like this. I'm thinking of maybe doing podcasts from different character point of views. I teach The Great Gatsby and I also teach The Crucible. So I feel like it might be fun to even simulate phone calls between Gatsby and Daisy or Gatsby and Nick and different characters within that novel. And it allows the kids to really interact with one another and just have fun. And to me, that's what a lot of learning is about.
So any kind of final thoughts that you have that would be helpful for other teachers maybe who are looking to implement some different tech into their classroom?
Yeah, I think the last thing I just want to leave us with is don't be afraid to try to include new things. If it doesn't work, it doesn't work, and that's okay. A lot of learning within your classroom is your students, but also yourself. So try it out. Have your students experiment with a new tool. See how well it works. Find the pitfalls. I even know sometimes I'll make my colleagues be my students and we'll try to troubleshoot and solve any issues that pop up before we push it out to the kids. But don't be afraid to try something.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that not only is it good for the kids, but it's good for us too. It keeps us relevant as teachers. It keeps us engaged with our own teaching and learning as we move toward an even more technologically advanced society. I'm excited for what the future holds in education, and I'm excited to be a part of it. And I think that this is a really cool opportunity that we have in our own contexts to just further education.
Oh yeah, I 100% agree with you.
All you teachers out there, enjoy the rest of your summer, and we would love to hear some of your own ideas that you have on educational technology. Please feel free to drop some ideas in the comments or give us any feedback on the tech that we've been talking about.